Hi everyone, this is Terry Nees on World Famous Astrologer, and today is Wednesday. The day ruler is the planet Mercury. Today is January 21st, but like all my horoscopes, I feel like they lead into the future, so you can garner a lot about what's going on in your week, month, or year ahead by listening to these horoscopes. Today the moon is in the sign of Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, so let your imagination go. You can be more receptive to the energies around you, or depending on how the sign of Pisces is working for you in your natal birth chart, you may withdraw and from what you see as a cruel and judgmental world or just unfair. You can feel like a victim or a hero today. Because I love cycles and love to recognize patterns, it's a Pallas Athena thing. Pallas recognizes patterns and signs. Today's moon in Pisces heightens your intuition and may give you a better perspective on your journey and experiences and everything that's happened over the past 2 years while Saturn was in Pisces. The moon in Pisces transits through the royal star Fomalhaut and the north node, Saturn, and then finally Neptune at the final degree of the zodiac. Something is definitely changing. In less than a week, Neptune will enter the sign of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, when things all of a sudden get louder and move faster. I want to say like it's a sonic boom. Things start to become less fuzzy, less blurred, and sharper in focus. And you may also be sharper in what you want to do and putting your best foot forward too. And one important message from the cosmos is not to lose sight of your personal achievements. Don't let yourself fall into apathy or stop trying. Not at this critical point in the cosmos. The planet Mercury, the planet of thinking, ideas, and communications, the communicator of the zodiac, connects to the sun in Aquarius, and poof, some enlightenment comes to you. Perhaps you see things differently or have a greater understanding of whatever is going on in your life. Will you remember to forget things? Forgetting and remembering is a characteristic of the sign of Aquarius because Aquarius and Uranus, its ruler, rule the brain. So you might remember things, you might forget things. Things might come back to you all of a sudden and you see things that you didn't see before. All of those things are possible. And maybe you find something that you lost or you've been looking for. Remember, I said, you're not reinventing the wheel. You're cashing in on your past successes. Aries, ready or not, get ready to go. Your ruler Mars is in an important position in the zodiac, perched high on a hilltop and says, are you ready to go? You have an important decision to make. You can get back in the swing of things, knowing it's going to mean hard work and take you to unfamiliar places, or not. You can continue to shadow someone in your life and live precariously through them. But that's boring, and you might have to crave excitement and new people, and I'll bet you're going to. I'm betting that the thrill of leading a more exciting life and influencing a new generation will be too intoxicating and tempting. Soon your phone will start to ring, and the possibility of what could be and the life you could lead will be overwhelming. How do these planets affect you personally? That's up to you. Taurus, not only do some other sun signs get to experience major planets in their sun sign, but you get to experience the planets re-entering the sign of Aries with a sonic boom, and also experience Uranus and Pluto, outer planets, in pivotal positions in your solar overlay that can drastically change your life. Mars is putting together some opportunities right now that you can look at to change your financial outlook and also your financial net worth. We'll take that. Make an effort by avoiding conflicts, refraining from impulsive or unkind actions, and letting go of negative thoughts about other people. Don't let your insecurities take over and work through any feelings of angst or anxiety that you may have. Gemini. As an air sign, the planets in the sun in the sign of Aquarius now can be a boon to you, unlocking your good fortune and opportunities. You're ready to try new things, venture out into the great unknown, be adventurous, and, of course, make a cosmic splash. Just be careful not to go too far or step on too many toes. The planet Mars is now transiting in the footsteps of Pluto in Capricorn from the past year or two and reflecting on some things from the past. Maybe some challenges, things you went through that weren't of your own making, that you endured through, hurt you, and were financially damaged by. Does Mars want revenge? Yeah, he does. That's because Capricorn, the sign of Capricorn, has a very long memory, and this is your eighth house, and doesn't easily forget when someone has done them wrong. You don't have to do anything. Maybe you just get to witness a past enemy fail as you go on with your life. Cancer, as you voice your concerns and unhappiness, people jump to make you happy and get themselves in line. Maybe you feel you've taken enough, and now you start to communicate that you're ready to throw in the towel. Your patience has been tested enough. You've gone long enough without what you need and without what you want. Things must change. Some of you are ready to call a relationship quits. Some of you are ready to move on. The Sun and its entourage of planets say it's time for personal transformation, the need to be happy, and for some of you to find love and companionship. You may need more hobbies. You may need to express your talents, find love, and find those things that take your mind off the stresses that you feel daily. Surprisingly, everyone agrees with you. Leo, the Moon in Pisces and all the planets in Pisces have made you feel like you could get away with anything. And in most cases, yeah, it's true. Maybe you feel like a magician who can make things disappear or go away at will. But now you have to be careful because the planets are changing quickly and you can't operate the same way you have anymore. You can't overshout people, be the loudest in the room, or be the most intimidating because no one will put up with that very much longer. Mounting pressure is coming quickly, but your confidence gets you through people who challenge you. However, you may be unsure how far you want to take things. Over-the-top behavior from you will be met with the same energy. Virgo, the Moon is in Pisces today and brings very serious issues related to other people and relationships who may not agree with you, who are just plain mean, and are looking to make you a scapegoat and take things out on you. Maybe you've influenced others' lives and now you're paying the price. Sometimes we tell people what to do and then they come back and said, well, you told me to do that. Don't be that scapegoat for others to swat around and blame, and be more responsible on how you influence others' lives. It could become so prevalent in your life that you opt out of relationships altogether now and just need a break. It might be made more difficult if your relationships have seeped into your business life or your career, adding additional pressure, threatening your success, and making you embarrassed. Unplug. Yes, pull the plug and move on to a new job and give your attention to something else. The need for change is here. Libra, there's a lot going on with you, and you need to be strong and make the quantum leap to be more independent. A big change is coming, and you have to cross that hurdle. You could be hurled out of your comfort zone like an asteroid in the Kuiper Belt. There may be an issue at work that you've been trying to handle with your charm and patience and avoid altogether while searching for another job or just keeping yourself busy. It's been necessary to avoid health-related debilitating stress, boredom, dysfunctional relationships, and imaginary conflicts as well. Being headstrong and feeling you know best, well, how's that working for you? Fixing things around the house, believing you can repair the dishwasher by yourself. Really? Being your own doctor or astrologer? Really? It can be daunting to find your place and where you fit in, but you're about to. In the nick of time, someone helps you out by saying the right thing that is encouraging and empowers you. Scorpio, the Moon in Pisces reminds you about someone you used to love or once loved and may still have feelings for. It also stirs your compassion for other living beings, such as stray or abandoned cats and dogs. You're caring. Just as helpless animals need your help and attention, you may feel a strong sense of responsibility to nurture a love interest, your children, or people who feel vulnerable around you or that you think need you. That's fine. Scorpio is typically a very strong sun sign who can protect the vulnerable and the helpless. And some of you may decide that you need someone to come home to, or someone to help you finally through life. Someone who tends to your personal needs is a helpmate or partner in the true sense of the word. And maybe that person is coming. Sagittarius, it's an important moon in Pisces, and it reminds you once again that you are home alone. After work, when everyone has gone home, who's left? You may be outgrowing your routine, especially if you're doing all the things to keep the family and the guests happy, providing home, shelter, food, and everything that everybody needs. And maybe you don't want to eat dinner at 5 p.m. anymore or prepare a meal. Maybe it's dessert or pancakes for dinner. The planets say, well, you've aced the whole domestic thing, melted into others, and find your paradise. Now what? What is real and what is theatrical? How you're just going through the motions? Are you just trying to please others and just putting up with things? True to your nature, you'll point your arrow and fling it somewhere and run to find where it landed. It might land at the feet of someone who changes your thinking. Capricorn, while the last planet to connect to Pluto's transit through your years, through its years-long transit through your sun sign, is the planet Mars. And he might want revenge or want to get back at someone who added to your struggles or started them. Revenge is a dish best eaten cold. Whoever stood in your way of your good fortune or made you feel paralyzed or took something that belonged to you, well, now they're going to see how it feels. Mars is the god of war. Inadvertently, or maybe it's nothing that you actually do, but he's looking to protect you, and the cosmos is in agreement. Anyway, that's the backstory. The moon has you coming out of a sleepy slumber, and the sun enlightens you to new opportunities and gives you back what was yours to begin with. Aquarius, wow, it's finally your time. Do I hear an amen from the audience? Today can be a stellar light bulb that goes off in your head. So be sure to answer the text and answer the phone. There could be good news. Or you just might be very inspired and ready to put the past totally behind you. Yes, please. Over the next few days, as we wait for Mars to leave Capricorn, your 12th house, please be cautious. The planet Mars can be aggressive and unpredictable, and also requires that you respect authority and not be impulsive. Wait, follow the rules or the protocol. But the other planets visiting your sun sign make you a self-starter, and you find yourself at the right place at the right time, or in the right place at the right time. Pisces, it's your time, more than one way. Of course, while you're ending a cycle and starting a new one, when doors close, others open. So take precautions and don't be impulsive. You're finishing a karmic cycle that not every sun sign in the zodiac will experience in their lifetime. It's unique to you. So proceed cautiously. The bright and unpredictable sun in Aquarius says, pay debts, don't incur any new karma, or rectify things, fix things. You have to pay the piper now. The sun shines into your 12th house of endings and completions as you finish a cycle just before your magnificent solar return. All the while, the moon in Pisces pushes you forward. It pays to be conservative, logical, and not get further in debt or create any further bad karma, but to clear the ledger now. Walk gently into the future and avoid conflicts. Go beyond the sun sign. Learn the techniques I use to see the future. For more information about your future, book a consultation with me. And I appreciate all of you who have followed me over the years and say thank you to the millions of people who have come in and out of my website. I appreciate you.